Thanks for letting me speak today, Gajen. I was, I don't know, when I got your email, I chose not to reply at the same time. I didn't know it was for me or someone else. But I'm just really grateful for today. I don't know, the drama you guys did were similar to what I had prepared. Thank you so much for that. Everything worked out. I'm really grateful. I grew up with my mom taking me to church at a very young age. Grew up in Fiji, and she would drag me along. And and we moved here with mom, dad, and I'm studying. I'm almost finished. I'm blessed with a great job. So many good friends here at church. I think at times we pray, and then we always say we have pain here. We wish we had a better job. Sometimes we need to take some time to, you know, thank God for what we have. If I can get you to turn with me to John 3:16. I wasn't always grateful. I used to complain a lot. So when I had problems with my ankle, I had to stop working too much, or it disturbed my studies as well. But then I had to realize I was living a blessed life knowing Jesus. Okay, John 3:16. For the gods... Oh, wait. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The most famous verse. Eternal life begins here and now. Because when I was lost, he reached for me. God could not withhold one, his only Son. He gave that away just for us. Imagine you, if you had to give your son or your daughter away. My mom went through a lot when we thought we lost David in Tasmania. He gave his one and only son so that he may be able to reach out to us to have eternal life. I want to ask you, how important is it to God to reach out to someone? How important is it to reach? This is something I think we ourselves need to think about, and as a church as well. We are so happy, joyful that we know the Lord Jesus, but should we be selfish to keep it to ourselves? Do we want to share that joy with someone else? If you turn to Luke chapter 15... It's a parable of the lost sheep. I'll read it out. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering round to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told this parable. Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after that one lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. I realize that I'm a righteous person reading that verse, that I have been saved and set free by the love of Jesus Christ. We need to realize that we should not always be focusing on other stuff, but also focus on that one lost sheep. We should not be getting comfortable and hurdling together and wait for Jesus to come down. And not go out to that one lost sheep. Oh yeah, someone else will go and witness to them about Jesus Christ, and we'll be here waiting for Jesus. If we believe in the gospel, we need to reach out to those lost people. How important is the reach to Jesus? How important was it to God that he sent out his one and only son? We only have one service now on Sundays. That gives us the night time free to reach out, doesn't it? So that we have that service in the morning full. I want to see one day where we have all the seats free. Amen. You know, we go to the cinemas, we pay a lot of good money to go, you know, get tickets to musicians or whatnot so that we get the best seats. When we come to church, we try to stay at the back. The front two rows are empty. Because I find Jesus, I enjoy coming to church. I enjoy singing up there and taking part in young adults. You just have such a great connection here. It's something we need to reach out and share with other people who are lonely. I am sitting on the train coming home or going to work, and I see people crying or depressed on the train. I've been one of those people crying. But still, it's good. You know, you never know, having a small conversation with someone goes a long way. Just a small smile. Just a smile will do to anyone at work. If you see someone coming to work who has a bad mood or not, you know, himself or herself, just reach out to that person. It won't hurt you. Maybe that person will say something bad at first, but later on, you know, he'll understand you were coming out of a good heart. I thank God that He is with me. And this is because of men and women just like you reached out to me. God gave His only Son so that He could reach out to us. And now that we have been reached, we have been commissioned to reach out to those who are not within these walls. I think we really need to understand that God takes reaching as it's very important to God. If you're a believer and you're called out to be, then you are called out to be a reacher. You have to go out to reach. I've got to reach. We have to reach. The truth is that God did not give His one and only Son to the trees outside, to the animals outside, the mountains, the seas. He gave it us, gave it up for us, the humanity. Friends, humanity is the very apple of God's eyes and the very heart of His reaching out. We were created as humanity to worship God. I totally agree with this. I was created and you were created to worship God. But we were also granted the ministry of reconciliation. The ministry of reconciliation. I may not know all of you personally, but if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, then God has commissioned you to be a reconciler. We are called to be reconcilers. If you believe this, then you should give God some praise. God could have done this by Himself, but no, He chose us to help Him. We are going to do this together. Okay, if we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is new creation. New creation. So whatever happened before stays behind. You are a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. How many of you have that, you know, annoying voice that reminds you, oh, what you did before? You shouldn't have taken that cookie from the cookie jar. Something like that. But praise God today that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. The Word of God tells us clearly, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. The old is gone, the new has come. All of this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. God reconciling the world to Himself through Christ, not counting the men's sins against Him. Thank you, Jesus. He has communicated to us the message of reconciliation. You and I together. Absolutely love the fact that we were so multicultural here. We've got some South Africans here. Turkish here, like all of the Vietnamese. We're so multicultural here, all under one building. It's like the whole world is in here. We have been granted the ministry of reconciliation. I don't know where you all come from, but I do know this. When you are born again, you are entered into the plans and the purposes of God. And the plans and purposes of God, you and me, we are no different. We all have been granted this ministry. God has given us a message. We are called to reconcile the lost and bring them back to God. This is what we need to do. So God reached out to us, and now he wants us to reach out for them. We have, as I said, there's no more services. We are given that particular time to go do something. We can go to the children's ward in the hospitals and visit someone there. The families there would love some smiling young adults there. But we have, I want to be spent my life bringing glory and honor to God. Is there anyone else who would agree with me? Why? Because God, he gave his one and only son that we might be reached, and we are reached. That we might be worshippers, that we might enter the ministry. Friends, you are born with a purpose. We are born for a cause. You are great. We are wonderful. You are beautiful. God has made you just the way you are, that you might take that ministry and reach people for Christ. Reach people. We learn from Luke chapter 15, 3 points. Point one, there were mutterers, the Pharisees. How many of us know what that means when you have an idea and it's not accepted by everyone? Verse 2 says, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered. What do they do when they... What did they do? They muttered when Jesus was preaching. Muttering what the man of God was doing. Jesus Christ came down from heaven to earth, humbled himself and walked as a man to reach out for the lost. And yet the religious people, all they did was mutter. Friends, there will always be muttering spirit amongst us. When you hear the muttering spirit, don't be distracted, don't be discouraged. You've got to keep focused, let them mutter, we will serve the Lord. Point two, the ones. He had 100 sheep, one was lost. I want you to know, as you sit there in your chair today, and that you might consider yourself as one of the crowd, but Jesus knows who you are. Isn't that amazing? Out of so many people in this world, he knows individually who you are, what you're going through. Jesus knows who you are. He knows your dreams, he knows my dreams. He knows what's in our hearts, he knows by us our name. He knows us before we were saved. God came looking for the ones. Verse 4, suppose one of you had 100 sheep and lose one of them. So how many sheep is it left? I think it is 99. Well, it's only one. He still has the 99. Suppose there is 1,000. So you lost one, 999, and so forth. But still, there is one missing. The issue isn't how many sheep he had. It's all about the one that is lost. It doesn't matter which one. Does he leave the 99 sheep and go looking for that one sheep? That is the heart of God. It's the very heart of God. He's going to go looking for that one sheep. How many of you know some of the ones that don't know Lord? How many of you know some of the ones that are lost? Friends, I want to encourage you. If you know someone that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, reach out to them. It doesn't mean that they are not a nice guy or a good person. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about their eternity. It's in your hands. They're lost. We need to reach these ones. We must reach. We have to reach. Think about it this way. God gave away his one and only son in exchange for the ones. God gave his one and only son for you, Sarah, for you, Joshua, it's for me. But how many of more ones are out there beyond these walls? They are yet to be reached by the love of God. Friends, we need to understand reaching is all we are about. To reach out to these ones. Because if we are going to represent the Church of Jesus Christ, we must reach the lost people. If we are the church, we must reach the lost people. If we don't have the desire to have people saved, then we're imposters. We're not really doing what God wants us to do. And how long do you think the Lord will search for that one? One day? 2 days? 1 week? 1 month? The Bible says he searches for that one until he finds it. So however long it takes. He reached me, he reached you, he once reached your family, your neighbor, your classmates, your work colleagues, this city and this nation. He wants to use us to reach the ones. Amen. Third point, the joy. I think Karen would know, Karen and Sarah, the joy you get when you lead someone to Jesus Christ is beyond anything. There's not enough words to describe it. I need more of that joy. How many of you need that joy? How many of us know the joy of the Lord is our strength? Here's the thing. There is no joy like the joy that comes when you lead someone to Jesus. Am I telling you the truth? Everyone who leads someone to Jesus will tell you there is no joy like the joy you have when you lead someone. I cannot explain it. If you haven't experienced it, maybe strawberries are dipped in chocolate, the joy you feel, or chocolate marshmallows. No, it's more unbelievable and supernatural. Yes, we were created to worship God, and it's absolutely true, and there is great joy in the presence of God. But when you lead someone in Christ in the presence of God, it just goes to a whole new level. I cannot explain it, but I do believe it in this, that each and every one of us were created to experience this such joy. We were created in the image of God so that we may know such joy. Verse 5 says, when he finds one lost sheep, he joyfully puts it on his shoulder. So imagine having a sheep on your shoulder. He found his sheep. Where does he do? What does he do? He takes it home. How many of you know? He takes it. The Bible says he brings the sheep home. He's full of joy and he tells his friends he has found his sheep. Many of you know this story. It's a story of a farmer. The story really is about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's really about the great and awesome shepherd. He laid down his life for that sheep. I wonder, are we more excited about the 99 that don't need to repent? Or is it our heart to set out and reach for that one that needs to repent? I don't know about you, but I've got to reach out to lots of people. I can't stay having dinner at a nice Thai restaurant or having coffee at Max Brenner's. I would rather be going out and doing something else. If we are the followers of Christ, we know we have to reach out for the lost people. I know if you're feeling the weight of this message, but it's okay. I was lost, but I'm found. Now look at the joy in me. I never used to go to young adults before. It was the constant questions from some lady that started me going there. And now I can't leave it. I'm there most of the time. How many of you remember when God reached out to you? Remember from Jacob, people from the Bible. Jacob, he was a cheater. Peter, a temper. He had a temper. David had an affair. Noah got drunk. Jonah ran from God. Paul was a murderer. Gideon, insecure. Thomas, a doubter. Sarah, impatient. Elijah was depressed and Moses stuttered. Zacchaeus, we know him. Abraham was old and Lazarus was dead. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Amen? Yeah. That was something God, I think, has been in my heart for a while. And thanks to Gajen and you guys that I finally could share it out to you. Thanks for that.